I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. If you've seen any of the thousands of internet videos allegedly uploaded by Syrian rebels, you know this much. The rebels are mostly men. This next story from northeastern Syria is about a group of women fighters. Northeastern Syria is a stronghold for Kurds. They're not fighting President Bashar al-Assad, but they are defending themselves from al-Qaeda. And within the ranks of the Kurdish militia, there is a surprisingly large number of women. Marine Olivezi spent a night at one of their outposts, a few miles from the front line.
It's early evening at the farmhouse. The generator just ran out of fuel when the walkie-talkie starts buzzing. Shilan grabs it in the pitch black of the living room. On the other end of the static is Nuda. She's on night duty with three other fighters. Nothing unusual here about two women in arms. There are nine female fighters positioned at this strategic outpost of about 25. They all moved here 3 weeks ago when the YPG, the Kurdish militia fighting in Syria, forced radical Islamist groups to retreat from about two dozen villages. In the next room, a man and a woman chat over a huge pan of boiling oil. They're fixing dinner, French fries, canned hummus and pickles. Nujin, 20, says men and women share all the work, whether in the kitchen or on the battlefield. She goes on laying out the schedule for the day, breakfast at 7, lunch at noon, dinner around 6, a regimented lifestyle just like a regular army. Kurdish militants say they have more in common with guerrilla fighters in Latin America than with most other rebel groups in Syria. Men and women fighting side by side is nothing new in this largely secular community. That's in part because the Kurds' struggle itself isn't new. They spent decades fighting for their rights across the region, in Iraq, Turkey and Syria. Even though she's Syrian, Ber Walat has been part of the Kurdish guerrilla movement in Turkey for 17 years. She says the cause is worth the sacrifice she makes as a woman. And breaks into laughter when we ask if she'd like to have a family one day.
This question about why we don't have families, everyone is intrigued by it. Everyone wants to know how we can live together without sexual relationships, without kids. But for us, it's something normal. We're used to it. We avoid relationships, even with our own families, because that way we stay steady in our head and committed to our cause. It's a sacrifice we make for freedom.
Freedom for Kurds and for women as well. Both are rights, she says, that al-Qaeda-inspired groups want to take away.
The ideology of radical Islam is mostly designed to oppress women. In this system, women are always at the bottom. Kurdish women today have a choice between living a life of slavery or taking up arms. So of course I'm glad to see so many of them joining us.
Among the new recruits is Rosyar, a soft-spoken woman with a shy smile, plucked eyebrows, and a basketball cap. Rosyar had no military background before joining the militia. She graduated from an art institute, then volunteered for a few months as a Kurdish language teacher. But she signed up after the al-Qaeda-affiliated Jabhat al-Nusra overran a strategic border crossing with Turkey in 2012. The 26-year-old changed her name and left her old life behind. I'm a Muslim too, she says, but I have nothing in common with those people. We meet her father at a farm, about 2 hours away in the countryside. None of his children had taken up arms before. He says he was baffled when he heard the news.
It was a shock for us, because she didn't tell anyone about it. When we heard she joined the YPG, she was already gone. She should have told us about it, but she didn't tell me, her mother, or her brothers. How could she do this without telling us?
During one visit, he urged her to quit the militia, but she didn't even spend the night. He says he's come to terms with her decision, but still worries about her safety. He asks where his daughter is staying these days, and if she's in harm's way. Rosyar says this guerrilla lifestyle might seem rough from the outside, but she says it's thrilling and for a good cause. Imagine the jihadist, Rosyar tells another woman. They know we're fighting here, and they must be so pissed off to be defeated by a bunch of girls. For The World, I'm Marine Olivezi, outside of Ras Al Ain, Syria.